As we just heard, the Australian government isn't prepared to make a commitment at this stage beyond a 5% greenhouse cut by 2020. So who is? It's a fair question ahead of an important international meeting to set climate targets in Paris next year. David Mark reports.
Dr. Frank Yotso is one of the lead authors of the IPCC's fifth assessment report. He says the organisation doesn't tell countries what to do. Rather, he says what it does is summarise knowledge about what's needed to be done to limit climate change to just 2 degrees.
So we're talking about 40 to 70% reductions by the middle of the century compared to today's levels.
While no country has committed to a 40 to 70% cut at this stage, some are on the way.
When we look at the short-term commitments in place, the pledges for 2020, then we can see that China is usually seen as roughly on track or compatible with a trajectory to 2 degrees because of their significant efforts to decarbonize their economy in the process of development. There's a chance that Europe will be on that path too, just now making the decisions about the 2030 target, possibly in the area of a 40% reduction. And there's every opportunity actually for the United States to be quite ambitious. United States well on track to a 17% reduction at 2020.
The main game will be played out at a meeting in Paris next year. John Connor is the chief executive of the Climate Institute.
Now we have an agreement where all major emitters have agreed to be covered under one agreement, and that's to be agreed in Paris in 2015. And we've also set ourselves some timelines for commitments, and these are commitments not just to up till 2020, but beyond 2020. And that's the key thing that this agreement will be looking at. And countries like Australia need by no later than April of next year to be coming up with post-2020 agreements. And this will be very important because it will render irrelevant the current debate about whether 5% by 2020 is good enough. The IPCC has made very clear that we need to have very strong reductions and there when we're talking about 2030 and beyond.
Thus far, Australia has only committed to a 5% cut by 2020, although Greg Hunt says the government will consider that number in line with the actions of other countries. Dr. Frank Yotso.
The 2020 target of a 5% reduction is generally seen as inadequate in the context of the pledges that other countries have made for the year 2020. So many analyses, including the recent report by the Climate Change Authority, point to the conclusion that a reduction in the order of 15 to 20% at 2020 would be a fair share for Australia to carry in the context of what other countries have pledged.
Dr. Yotso and John Connor agree Australia is being watched, particularly with the government planning to scrap the carbon tax and the carbon trading mechanism that was going to replace it.
A lot of politicians and business people have said, oh, we're at risk of going it alone. The only place we're going alone is backwards. We're even seeing Chile and Mexico looking at either carbon taxes or carbon markets.
At this stage, the Australian public doesn't know whether the Australian government is going to commit to any targets beyond 5%. Can the world achieve the kind of climate cuts that the IPCC is talking about without Australia?
Oh, look, it probably can. Australia, though, is actually a big polluter. We're in the top 20 in terms of absolute emissions. And so what we do matters at an absolute level.
Dr. Frank Yotso.
Look, if Australia does not come forward with significant climate change action or with targets that are seen as meaningful internationally, then Australia will essentially revert to a kind of stereotype that many other countries have of us as a fossil fuel rich economy that tends to be a brake on the global climate change effort. So in that sense, Australia can be unhelpful to the global effort. Australia will not stop the global effort.
Dr. Frank Yotso, one of the lead authors of the IPCC's fifth assessment report and the Director of Climate Economics and Policy at the Crawford School of Public Policy at the ANU. David Mark was our reporter.